Faith of the Fallen by Terry Goodkind. Copyright 2000 by Terry Goodkind. Read by John Kenneth. Performance copyright 2000 by Brilliance Corporation. All rights reserved. Faith of the Fallen. Chapter 1. She didn't remember dying. With an obscure sense of apprehension, she wondered if the distant, angry voices drifting into her meant she was again about to experience that transcendent ending, death. There was absolutely nothing she could do about it if she was. While she didn't remember dying, she dimly recalled, at some later point, solemn whispers saying that she had, saying that death had taken her, but that he had pressed his mouth over hers and filled her still lungs with his breath, his life, and in so doing had rekindled hers. She had had no idea who it was that spoke of such an inconceivable feat, or who he was. That first night, when she had perceived the distant disembodied voices as little more than a vague notion, she had grasped that there were people around her who didn't believe, even though she was again living, that she would remain alive through the rest of the night. But now she knew she had. She had remained alive many more nights, perhaps in answer to desperate prayers and earnest oaths whispered over her that first night. But if she didn't remember the dying, she remembered the pain before passing into that great oblivion. That pain she never forgot. She remembered fighting alone and savagely against all those men baring their teeth like a pack of wild hounds with a hare. She remembered the rain of brutal blows driving her to the ground, heavy